HarperCollins presents Pulp by Robin Talley. Read by Stephanie Cannon. Chapter 1. Friday, September 15th, 2017. It took all of Abby's willpower not to kiss her. She'd gotten pretty good lately at staring at Lynn without making it obvious, most of the time at least. Some days were harder than others, though, and today might be the hardest yet. They'd just gotten back from a Starbucks run, and Abby kept darting looks at Lynn out of the corner of her eye. They were sitting only inches apart on the lumpy old couch in the senior lounge, and as Lynn sipped her drink and scribbled in her notebook, Abby couldn't shake the memory of precisely how the echo of iced coffee tasted on Lynn's lips. She knew she should stop thinking about this, or at the very least, she should pretend to stop. She and Lynn were officially just friends now, for reasons Abby was still trying to forget, and she was supposed to be doing her very best to act like that arrangement was perfectly fine with her. So as she sat next to Lynn, her feet tucked under her, Abby really did try to focus on the laptop screen balanced on her knees, even though it was basically impossible to tear her eyes away from the spot where Lynn's soft brown hair curled into the nape of her perfectly sloped neck. The senior lounge was nothing special, just a tiny room in a far-off corner of the fourth floor, with a few couches and a dusty TV that had probably last worked in the 90s. And everyone at school except Abby and Lynn seemed to have forgotten it existed, which made it the perfect place for Abby to secretly pine after her ex-girlfriend, since no one else was around to notice and make fun of her for it.
"I can't believe Mr. Knight already wants my first lab done by Monday."
Lynn wrinkled her nose down.